Last week we opened up the new chiluk in the avodah of mitzvahs. We were searching after mavur and yusid that a mitzvah is a member of the rachmana. It's a gzeira. It's a kalkul yechiyuv mimahusa yechiyuv. Not optional. It's not volunteer. It's not voluntary. So where's the makom from the divas halev? Where's the makom from the ratzon atoiv of the yosei mitzvah? Is the maximum of from the individual input. So we opened up, and we saw that's in the chiluk of the Dvarim HaNesofim to the Etzem Asiya Sakiyam HaMitzvah. It's the Simcha, the Chavivus, the Erech HaMitzvah, the Ava, the Yiras HaMitzvah, the Zrizus and the Hidr. The Dvar HaMislavim to the mitzvahs, which is a sugi shleim, we have to learn up all these chalokim, all these pratim. That's where the makom of the Nedivas Alev, the passion, the excitement, the you. Dying, we saw the Ibishta, the Gzezer, the member of the Rahman is to do the mitzvah. The Ibishta is mitzavi to the mitzvah. Vihima, how you get the mitzvah done. You have to make sure the mitzvah is done. We have to get the mitzvah done. How you do the mitzvah, the Ebershah was mitzvah. The Ebershah was mitzvah, you have to do with passion. The Ebershah was mitzvah, you have to do with simcha. The Ebershah wasn't mitzvah, you have to do with bezrizus, or beyiro, or becherida. It's mitzvah, do the mitzvah. How you do the mitzvah? Your attitude? That is the etzem. So like the chiluk, come on, you could say ina mitzvah v'oisa. That's the bechina of ina mitzvah v'oisa. The mevinim, that's a world, huge world. So can go out of mitzvahs. We don't pay attention how much attitude, everything like the whole dimension of attitude. We do things, and the attitude we do them, how much that's from the ikar kovim of what the zach is. In the mitzvahs, we're saying that's the whole makom of. The chiluk of the ein mitzvah v'oisa. We bought the etzem chaluka from the goyim. We have another zachis from the tzchar mitzvah. The goyim makes the etzem split. There's two parts of the mitzvah. And the hemshich, what we saw last week, the hemshich, we started to explain that's why there's a unproportional recognition to when a person does mitzvah. B'simcha, for instance. The Archas Satikim says that the schar for mitzvah done by simcha is 1,000 times more than a mitzvah is done. We saw that the Rizal attributes his whole, who the Rizal was, came from his simcha and mitzvah. We saw this is the final step we saw this week is that when you do this chelik of the mitzvah, you do it b'simcha, you do it b'chavivas, you do it b'yira, you do it all the time on mislavim. So not only does it remain a davar ha'noisif to the mitzvah, kilo, there's the mitzvah and then there's what I add to the mitzvah. You actually mechaber to the etzem mitzvah, which is what we want. I mean, the whole part of the mitzvah was that we started, the member of the Rachmana, that's the tzivri yalaki, that's the thing that could be remiss us, that could place us b'shus ishul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chevel, that's the rope that could bring us on top of the ship, out of the water. At the end of the day, the simcha is mitzarev to the etzim mitzvah, and I make the mitzvah mine as much as I can make the mitzvah mine. And here's how all of a sudden we get tons of al chasmas. That's usually you can't get the best of both worlds. How do you get a mitzvah the mitzvah echo? That's the riddle. If I want to do something myself, it's going to end up going to be mugbal to me. It's going to be my. Elo my mavatul ganzen tekadosh bochu. I'm an eved, ke eved kami mor. This hagid nekami, like an eved bowing in front of tekadosh bochu. I'm subduing myself. Then I don't have myself. The answer is when you do b'simcha v'chavivus. So then you have your mikasha to the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah and you have your input into the mitzvah. The Torah's mitzvah. Obviously, when it's a Torah's mitzvah. No. So, there's the Shem. The next bunch of weeks, we're going to be talking about these different halakim of the mitzvah. Each one we have to get into. But tonight, I want to take a step back for a second before we get into the Rayon. If the chilek that's very masi, could be the most maisedikah, the maisedikah halakim of the Vadim, but it's very important that we mentioned this in the beginning of the Vadim, and that's the hachon of the mitzvah. Because when you want to build this world of simchas ha-mitzvah, chavivas ha-mitzvah, the year of a mitzvah, the zvizas, all the tanaim ha-mislovim, the ikum mokim where you can build it is if you're a mechin to mitzvah. You have to learn that mitzvahs need hachon. Mitzvahs need hachon, and if you don't have hachon of mitzvahs, you have no shaykhs to any of the avoid of mitzvahs. We have a big problem, and I'm not going to totally deal with it tonight, that it's hard to find a bigger area that is shoylet ul mul moda than a mitzvah. Routine, that we do things without thinking mitzvahs. That's in Chazal, in a few places, the mitzvah is part of the way we live. It's part of the way he lives. There's not so much difference for a lot of people in buying a jelly donut and Chanukah and lighting candles. It's very similar. It's part of what you do. Chanukah, that's what you do. There are countless mitzvahs that I said we do a day. Come out without thinking. For sure, not even doing it upon it. It's a mitzvah. Birchas Hamazon, it's something you do after you wash. Birchas Hamazon. It's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. The rest of the Rabbana. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah. It's part of davening. Chalal davening. Davening is which Pesuk of the Zimmer is the mitzvah. Shmar Esa is the mitzvah. Stokah. That comes to you. You give him a stokah. Mitzvah. So, Feshtetzich, you have to get out of the Mulmada. That's the Aleph. But Mavur, in many places, you need Dafka Chana. You need to prepare before the mitzvah. And we're going to start building it tonight. There's a lot of pratim in the mitzvah. First, the basic need for hakana to the mitzvah, and then Gabi, what we just started building. One of the places, Alishor brings, even if hakana to the mitzvah, he's coming to Mrs. Hashan in Perek Yud Zayin. He's talking about Tyra, but Alishor named us a regular hakana to the mitzvah. He's talking about getting the mile of Tyra. He's talking about in general of the Ramchal. Who has mono the divrei avoid of a mitzvah? Fine. Shall yikaneis b'kiyam a mitzvah peta pitoin? A person can't enter mitzvah suddenly. Peta pitoin. That's what I just spoke about. What are you doing the whole day? That's all I'm missing. Kriya Shema, Zamazin, Atzdaka, learning. The whole day we're learning. It's a mitzvah. Yeah. The peta pitoin means. It's with no preparation. Shein daite adayim yushev esalov v'yichol lizboinim b'mashmois. Achona allows his boininess. The other days, if you want to get something from a mitzvah, you want to build up your relationship to a mitzvah, what your yaches to a mitzvah is, you need to be able to be lizboinim. You need to be able to think about what's going to be, what you're about to do. So what do you have to do? What's the opposite of peta pitoin? Yasmin atzma the dover the yochan liboy b'mitun ad shikanes bizboinus. We mentioned this some more. This is the hini muchan mezumen. Yasmin atzma means you designate yourself. You designate yourself before the mitzvah. Hazmana milsu, hazmana. A person wants to go out to an Israeli restaurant. You have to make a hazmana, right? You have to order. Book. You have to book. Set aside a table for you. Hazmana mezumen. You have to be mazmin yourself. Yasmin atzel adover v'yochin liboy b'mitun ad sheyikanez bezboinus. If you do hazmona, then you could go patiently, slowly with his boinus. V'oz yizboinin. I'm just reading the word. I've opened it. V'oz yizboinin. He says two things. Mahu hoylech lasses. What you're about to do. There's a lot in that, but that's first. What I'm about to do is a lot in that. Well, the fnei mi'oy l'chazes. Sharm says there are two parts of his bindiness. First of all, what you're about to do, and the fnei mi'oy l'chazes, which is a chiddush me'ara. Shalom sounds like you're doing a mitzvah in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. See that? We talk about that. What does that mean? We know you're oimel lefnei melech when you do daven. Shalom is mavur when you do a mitzvah lefnei melech the vayla. Mr. Shalom opens us the idea of chamor mitzvah. So like I said before, Mr. Shalom, especially his entire, you think it's like nyanim, dvoris in nyanim. Chai Adam, we mentioned a few times, someone wants to work on this sugi a little bit, also halachadik. Halacha always parallels, avashah parallel avoda. Chai Adam in Klal Samach Es, he is moine, 25, kolam in mitzvahs. Kolam in mitzvahs, no Chai Adam, I'm supposed to embarrass even to marak, chashivas to Chai Adam, Chai Adam, shabura is kolam in Chai Adam. It's literally poison a mudei ha-psak that every single one of our houses is standing on. Chai Adam writes, one of the kolam in a mitzvah is a chanu mitzvah. And the Chai Adam is mavur, he's not talking about yet what I'm talking about, just I'm talking about the void of the mitzvah. He's talking about Poshet being mekayim the mitzvah kitikuna. In the beginning of the Zman we spoke about being mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus. Chai Adam is mavur that it's a k'nai, if you want to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. Listen, where is he going to learn? Shoymer mitzvah lo yeide davara. That's in Kehelis. For those who are still up by Perches, fall asleep. Perches in Kehelis says Shoymer mitzvah lo yeide davara. What does that mean? Shoymer mitzvah lo yeide davara. What's the loyim? Shem mechuyev. Mechuyev. What's the mechuyev? Kshir talatzis says a mitzvah. You want to do a mitzvah? Nachum. A guy's coming in the middle of the Seder. Coming to collect money. It's a mitzvah. I got no sin tithin. So you have to know, you also have to know where the mitzvah is. No sin tithin. Yeah. You want to do mitzvah now. You're about to do mitzvah. Lo yasa isa b'chipozo in a pitoy. Rak she yishmor v'yantin. Taitsh of the Chai Odom, the Loshin Shemer is the Loshin, v'oviv shomar es adon. We just had this. Yaakov was waiting. When it will be miskayim, he was waiting in anticipation, waiting. Shmira means waiting. We all in Yavomis, Shemer is Yavom. Shoymer means, Amal means to wait. To wait. Shoymer mitzvah lo yeder davar ra. Chedon's Taichigop means someone who prepares for the mitzvah, who stops before the mitzvah, pauses and hesitates, and sets himself up to the mitzvah in anticipation. Lo yeder davar ra, I think, didn't say the verse, you learned it. It means he's going to be able to do the mitzvah kedavoy. And we made lo yeder davar ra. He's going to be able to do the mitzvah kedavoy. Rav Sheyishma v'yamtim nisiyashi b'dover heitev eich yaseh. Now the Bible Chai Adam is talking that simply, Poshet, how to do the mitzvah, how to execute the mitzvah fully. How am I going to light the candles in a way, kedin, zman, kamokah? He brings Mosholem by Pesach. He says, b'vudin, that's Pesach Mitzrayim, that they had to do it b'chipozim, so beforehand they did. He learns that's the din of Shemartim es ha-matzis, the special shmira, the special halacha b'matzis. You have to watch, you shouldn't come to chimutz. It's all achon of the mitzvah, it's all achon of the mitzvah that you should go be mekayim mitzvah ma'atzah k'deboi. V'zeo, he fears ois, v'zeo sheyistu loyimar hini nemuch nemuzum mekayim. This is the idea behind the nemuch nemuzum mekayim. Again, Moshe and Yichud, we spoke about it. But rather we're talking about the hini nemuch nemuzum mekayim, which everyone agrees. Nemuch nemuzum mekayim, appear yourself. For what's loyimar? Shekvar ani mukha namazum. So literally we spoke about this. Hini mukha namazum means I'm an Evan, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting to do the mitzvah. Zeu nami hichon mikras al kei Yisrael, they said by tefillah. Rotsu zlaima. Shetochen atzmocha mekoydim v'lo bepeta pesach. I don't want to hear us. Listen to what he says. I'm talking about himself. Ukvar bachanti bin Yisoyen shekasher asisi mitzvah bepitoim lakiyamti karoi lachin zahavah. I don't feel this by himself. Again, I should learn a tzir first. Let's see the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim is going to the Chavetz. Let's see if we have a picture of the Chavetz Chaim. Imagine the Chavetz Chaim says about himself, a Kodesh V'Hanoira, that when he did a mitzvah without Hazmana, he says about himself, he did a mitzvah and he didn't prepare before, he didn't do Karoi. And Karoi, he means, doesn't mean grace, he means he didn't kind of shlame us to the Kultunayah, the Echim Mitzvah. Listen. Chavetz holds that it's a Tanai HaMukhuyavis in a mitzvah. Moshe appears in the This is the first thing we have to train ourselves to do. If anyone has the Rashaikh, the mitzvah, I'm trying very hard, it's not working so well. I'm trying myself very hard. teach myself Pesach before Krishna. Krishna, stop. You just said, the Avo, yeah? Finish. Stop. I'm about to do mitzvahs. So if you're going to witness Krishna, so let's open this up. I'm putting that even the first of the practical part. When do you do this? So, Baruch Hashem, Chazal didn't totally say mechanas, remembering to stop, Tach is stopping. It's something called Berachos HaMitzvos. Most mitzvahs, not every mitzvah, Kriyashma doesn't have Berachos HaMitzvos. Most mitzvahs have Berachos HaMitzvahs. And there's many in the curse that part of many big things, Berachos HaMitzvahs, many layers. One of the ideas of all Berachos HaMitzvahs is Hachana the Mitzvah. In the ritual, Sof and Chesem and Dev is one of the places the Gemara brings down that Birchas HaMitzvahs has to be over Lasiyasim. You have to do Birchas HaMitzvahs before. King Nirin, there was a Tzad. By Birchas HaNenon, it was Pashit. No special member that says it has to be before it was Pashit. By Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's a Tzad. You have to touch it up better. It's Ksaz Birchas Shvach. There's a Tzad that the Betzim could have been afterwards. It didn't have to be before. So there's a special Gosh, we'll learn that. The Gemara learns it out that Birchas HaMitzvahs has to be before you do the Mitzvah. Zok the Ritva B'Shem, it's from Zok, and it's a Ritva, of course, Varit. Two reasons. The Tam, Zeh Shomu Chazal, Baruch HaMitzvah V'Yosem, Kedei, Shizkadi Shtchila V'Brocha V'Yigala V'Yodiyah Shu Oysa Yisrael V'Nei Mitzvah Hashem Yisborach. He says two things, and this is the first thing. Who has a little sense of ear knows it's connected, the two things, the Brocha, Sher Kedishonu V'Mitzvah Yisrael V'Tzivonu. He says, Shizkadi Shtchila V'Brocha, you're supposed to have Kedusha. Kedusha we haven't spoke a little bit about. There's a Kedusha in the mitzvah. And the bracha in the sky. Ve Tzivano. There's enough that I know somewhere in the back of my mind. No. Stop and be machris to yourself. Recognize, acknowledge, I'm doing this because Hashem, man. I'm not doing it because every year to reach Kriya Shema. I'm not doing that because of every year. That's why I did that. I'm not doing it. That's Mulumada. I'm not doing it because most of you didn't have a few shkolim in the pocket when the guy comes and money gives, they give him a shekel. I'm not doing Birchas HaMazon because that's what everyone does after the Suda. A Bracha Rishayna, even a Bracha Rishayna is a mitzvah. Why am I making Baruch because I want to eat now? I'm about to do a mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, Boyri, Priyot, Shalom, Yedavori. I'm about to do a mitzvah. Second, Boy, Ki Abruchos me avoides hanefesh, Roy lahaktim avoides hanefesh lamailo, Shu avoides hanefesh. You're about to do a maisa, that's a physical maisa. We spoke at the beginning of his man, and that's dafka, huge chilek of mitzvahs. It's your body. Your body's about to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we want your nefesh and your mind to be mishtatif from the body. Again, it's a shutfitz. It's not a separate thing. We want your mind, we spoke about your heart, your attitude, you want your passion to be in the mitzvah. So the chelek of the nefesh that's going to be involved in the mitzvah should come first. And that's in Brocha, and I'm calling it Bachana. Sam Seifer, Kedusha Sam Seifer over here. So, Chesed Beis, he brings the Shem in Kuzri. Al Derech Ritva, he says, Lehdi, he says, Mamish Tesnusa, he says, in Kuzri Shtei, that the reason we make Barachos, Oivel, Asiyosan, is Al Derech Hinni, Muchan, Mezun. The idea of a Birchus and Mitzvahs is in the Barachos. Well, let's start with two basic things. First of all, three Nekudas. First of all, Hayodim saying just to stop. I'm about to do a mitzvah. Make sure I'm going to do a karoy pasha. Am I ready? Do I have all the things to make a mitzvah? When the pasha do it karoy, the boy, am I holding? Am I doing the mitzvah? Kitikuno. Tzivon. Tzivu. Spoke about rabbis. What is the tzivu? Can I not make a marchil? Tzivu. The tzivu. Remember the Rachman. Kedishanu. Perhaps Kedishanu was a nakuda. But you think about the Te'elis HaMitzvah. One of the Pshatim Kiddushan we already mentioned, the Ramchal, we already mentioned Ramchal, that's true, this is a Pshatim Kiddushan. Kiddushan doesn't mean anything the mitzvah I'm about to do. Chal says, Kiddushana means in the Tzivui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power or the koyach to be part of the mitzvahs. That's Christ's letter, that's Hashem Kiddushana. Our mitzvahs, Gena Tuoi, Zach, and the Paris Oilam, we both from Arbana, but in his mind, the Paris Oilam, it's Gilzdin, Hashem Kiddushana, it's Hashem Kiddushana, but those are the ones that the Allah is being mechanic ourselves, anyone who has a Shaykh to Musar, Chab, the Igor tonight is supposed to train yourself before lofty things, train yourself. We're not used to stopping before a mitzvah. We're not used to stopping for a mitzvah. And even when we make the brachas, the first mitzvah is a heter. It's not so much a big difference between opening a wrapper and you have a candy. You have to open up the wrapper until you get to the candy, then you do a bracha before you like. We don't think of it as we have to stop to go to a mitzvah. When you stop to go to a mitzvah, then all of a sudden you have ability, and connected to last week, to start building the zone of the mitzvah. That's in other words that we said last week is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do the mitzvah. You don't have to do it with the whole mindset, the whole passion, the whole. Okay, you want to build up your chavidus on mitzvah, specific chavidus you have in this mitzvah or the place to do that is after you have learned how to do achon on mitzvahs. When you learn to be mazmin yourself from mitzvahs, any muchan mezumen, within that you could start building up. Within that you could start building up. Now we're ready to learn up Ramban. It happens to be a famous Ramban. And sometimes in life they say a famous Ramban. They feel stupid. They're not supposed to know it. It happens to be a famous Ramban. And what can I do? Ramban state. The Pasuk. What was the Pasuk? It's a special name. Shayasa os oisum ha'odom b'chai behem. Pasuk tum ha'mitzvahs. This is Shatishmru, Shayasa Odom, the Chai Behem. Chai Behem, who knows the Chai Behem, who is Shayom is Behem. It's a din that Kuach Nefesh Doich HaKol HaKol HaTarahu. How do you touch the Pasuk, the Chai Behem? The man touches up. Pasuk not just saying, Pasuk saying that the source of our Chiyas lies in Mitzvahs. There are different levels of Chiyas. There are different levels of Chiyas. You know, some certain electronic devices, and their battery's full, so they're working fully. When the battery dies down, you start slowly. That's like really, really sputtering, really moving, really. It doesn't matter how much electricity is strong, it's a mitzvah gives a person chiyas. You see certain people, when they learn, when they do mitzvahs, and they live, they're living with passion. There's energy, there's life, there's a current in their life. There's a current in their life, there's a job. Where do you get chiyus from? Where do you get chiyus from mitzvahs? Mitzvahs gives you chiyus. Another Ramban says, a lot of depth in the Ramban, so we try to get the more. I don't want to get pulled out. The kids say, what do we get? And when do you take out the kuda? So after Ramban in the middle, when he does the scuba, Ramban all the time. Veda. Ki chaye ha'odom b'mitzvahs, this idea that the mitzvahs gives you chayim, which is in heaven after me, says, this is the Ramban I want. He says, the amount of chayim you're going to get in the mitzvahs is kefi his achon. I'm going to learn from Ramban. Ramban's a very hard reason. Let's learn from Ramban. Ramban now mentions the word achon b'hemshech, he mentions kavonos. And now he says, there are four different people, four different categories of people doing mitzvahs. Four different kavonos. For instance, someone who's doing it for kavod, someone who's doing it for a mifza, get money, for saying Kaddish for somebody, or someone who's doing something for his car in this world. He's going to get, the mitzvahs are going to give him, for what God calls it, chiyus. You're going to have more chiyus in this world. Hashem will be with you more in this world. The mitzvahs give a person who does the mitzvahs with any sort of kavanah, certain kavanah. They give him, and Hashem is with him, help him do mitzvahs. I just, yes, comfort in this world to do mitzvahs. Come to do more mitzvahs. But, always on the second level, Hashem is asking my manas, liskis men on the mabo. This is someone who's doing it with an agenda, but not in this world, like a mabo. Shave no even here. Zoicha be kavanos li mos li notzel mishpate rishoy menashem be taip tola. He zoicha aleph, he doesn't go to the hem, and base, he goes to Gan Eden, and he goes to the mabo, but it's more where it's a basic level of a mabo. Not the highest level, not full shamsa. Third level. Oysim, mitzvahs be'ava kedinu kuroi b'shleimus. Aber in this geil mazeh, they still have attachment to this world, but they do it be'ava the mitzvahs. Yisku b'olam hazeh l'chaim toivim k'minig olam. They're going to get a good olam hazeh and achay olam abo schusam shleima. They're going to get a full chaylak olam hazeh. The fourth level is a very high level. These are tzaddikim gemurim who are the mekayim mitzvahs only for one purpose. They only have one purpose. They want to do it called kula l'shem kadosh baruch hu, and they have no interest in anything in this world. He said, "V'zoyche tchias amazim to live forever." That we don't learn about every million time. That's the fourth level. The fourth level is the highest level. Now, the Ramban calls these levels, to understand better, it's not just tat, tit for tat. These four people are getting four different schars, really. It's not tit for tat. It's chias. The man musach is, middle, tit. Chias means how much you dovrik with a Kadosh Baruch, how much a person has chias. You know, tzadikim, b'chayim, afil, b'lisosim, kulim chayim. Shayim afil, b'chayim, kulim esim. When someone is connected to the Baralim, the source of chias, your neshama, your nefesh, it's core, connected. Then your nefesh is flowing. The current is strong. Very strong, yeah. We see that when you see it. The mitzvah with the flame. You see it. Talking about natural, that's not something he's doing a rah-rah from the outside. I'm talking about someone who really has flame. He's connected. He's connected. You get that from mitzvahs. And the nafkamine is mizbate, expresses itself in the four different levels. How much you mechubit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in level one, you mechubit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit in Olam Hazeh. A little bit more in Olam Haba, totally in Olam Haba. Lo Olam Omeyat. These are four levels of chiyas and the person in the mitzvah. Okay, save it. Now, that's the part I want to learn up the Rishon. The Ramban starts off not like that. Look at the Lashon Ramban. V'da ki chai odom mitzvahs kavi achanosoy lehem. He should have said, V'da ki chai odom mitzvahs kavi kavanosoy bohem. That's what he should have said. What does he say? Kafi hachanosoi lohem. This is not so. This is the second nekuda that we're adding in. Noch v'chai adam. The first thing you need, and then don't skip over the pashup shot. The first thing you need, achon mitzvah says pashup, to realize you do mitzivui, to do it right, to not get verschleppt in and do it like brain dead person, robotic person. That's the Aleph. You need to learn how to pause and hesitate and stop. You said maybe I'm not going to do this Berachos HaMitzvahs, but those mitzvahs who have Berachos Brachos, stuck in Kriya Shema, don't have Brachos. Berachos HaMitzvahs itself doesn't have a Brachos, a Bracha. Those things aren't Brachos, but those have Brachos, we could stop at least and do during the Bracha. On the Tehillah Sedayim, we have a Bracha. Tzitzis, we have a Bracha. Tefillin, we have a Bracha. We could stop and we could think during the Bracha. But then, we had an on. That once you open up that world of I'm about to designate myself a mitzvah. I mean, mazmeh myself a mitzvah. All of a sudden, I could start being mizbeinim. What is a mitzvah? What is this mitzvah? Now, back again, we spoke about already. The violent divine, we'll keep on speaking about it. We could start appreciating the greatness of the mitzvah. And that's when, all of a sudden, you put yourself more in the mitzvah. Why does a person start doing mitzvah more lishma? What does lishma mean, b'chal? Lishma means my agenda. What does Meir Wurzeg have to do with filling? What does he want filling? He wants ice cream and steak and other good zach, and they give him instant gratification. Why do I want to do a mitzvah? The answer is, I start to think, what is a mitzvah? And I start to prepare myself. Do I have a time in the mitzvah? Do I have a symbol in the mitzvah? Dachono lehem. Dachono means, the way we touched up last week in the beginning of today, is how much you are in Hashem's mitzvah. You're talking about Hashem's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that so many pratim, the pratim of tefillin, you can't begin to understand. Try to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Why Hashem wrote what exactly what, v'chulei. This, but I'm going to take my chilek in that mitzvah. How? I'm going to stop. Start to think how chulei this mitzvah means. What simcha. What chered I do the mitzvah? How nervous I am if Chas Hashem I don't do the mitzvah. All of a sudden, I'm putting myself into the mitzvah. That's hachanos olam. And that's how much chias I'm going to get from the mitzvah. Anyone who does a mitzvah, this shouldn't have to do a mitzvah. But how much chiyus, how much are you in the mitzvah, is totally yifi rachon alehem. The lemaisetik way to create how much you're in the mitzvah is kifi, that which you stop and put yourself in. I'm going to end off with extra credit. It's half a part of the sugya of a chanukah mitzvah. Until now we spoke about the chanukah mitzvah sets you up for the mitzvah. And nefesh ha'chaim is more a whole new dimension. So when you understand what a chanukah mitzvah is, so really the mitzvah starts with a chanukah mitzvah. A chanukah mitzvah is not only mitzvah starts with a chanukah mitzvah. Chaim says the wrong way. I'm going to more or less quote them more or less like they are, leave them like they are. Before Hasoga is beyond Atfisa. And Chaim and Sha'alaf. Hago, Hergvov. Zel should take Nusa Birch, and it's a share Kishan Tzvezel. This is Pshat. New Pshat, what it means, a share Kishan Tzvezel. Kime Eis, Sha'oil, Orion, Odom, Masitz, Mitzvah. The second a person starts thinking about his specific mitzvah, he starts thinking about doing mitzvah. Now, if you say, well, Ryan, on it means that if you're brain dead, it's not, you know. But if you're, Ryan, on last mitzvah, Heiket, Nas, Rishumi, Lamala, the Makor, Shar, Shalya, Mram, Shech, Misham, Al, Atzmai, or Makif is a Musig Kabbalah, it's a certain Hashpa that comes from Ben Bekus and Hashem. Or makev ukdush el yoyin achifef zalov v'sevev v'soyser. And Shchaim says, the second, in our words, you start thinking about the mitzvah, you stay created the zone of the mitzvah, so you're already in the zone of the mitzvah. And you already have a kedusha of the mitzvah. And Shchaim learns in Atzmalach, this kedusha helps you mekayim the mitzvah. This kedusha that you had helps mekayim the mitzvah. I'm always saying, mitzvah, you don't shluch hashem mitzvah. Shluch mitzvah has to be some chashuv. Yeah, you know, shot. This world doesn't take stam people, doesn't take stam about wanting to do mitzvahs. Hashem says it works like this. You think about doing the mitzvah, it brings kedusha, the kedusha is Messiah, you do the mitzvah, and then the mitzvah, the kedusha that you started with, when you thought about it, it ends up being mischazik. I'm even right there. Idea kedusha or mak, vudog, vudog, kavayochel, bo yizborach, gam bechayel, vizeo shoom rakos, vatem adeg, mashem chayim, kuchem ayoim, mitzvah. That helps you, that there shouldn't be shterize in doing the mitzvah. Sometimes a person doesn't do the mitzvah. Because if you thought about the mitzvah early, and you went into the gang of the mitzvah, the groove of the mitzvah early, you'll get a kedusha that would help you, that would go, both time and time, it'll help you eventually realize the mitzvah. And this is where he touches up previous pasuk. He says, Eila mitzvah sheyasa oisar on v'chai bohem, and he touches, v'chai bohem is betoich the mitzvah, this is loshen. So there, because when the second kedusha, the first kedusha, the tchilas kedusha, but the second kedusha of shas the mitzvah, it's famous lashon of Shchaim. He says, "Who yoyishev ata b'gan Eden mamish." If you know what a mitzvah is, you will know that when you're doing the mitzvah, you're in Gan Eden. Choyse b'tzel kante kedusha. You're surrounded like in a sukkah. You're sitting in a sukkah. You're sitting in a Gan Eden. So you're chay b'hem. You're chay b'hem. Bohem, bohem. This is already the third madrega in Achon HaMitzvah. We built it. Achon HaMitzvah is the Aleph, to do the mitzvah. Beis is to build my connection, my chavivus, my kavonus in the mitzvah. That's man. Third nekuda, the Nefesh HaChaim is telling us that there's already the tchilas HaMitzvah. When you start doing Achon HaMitzvah, you're already in the gang of the mitzvah. One man mokum, famous Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches on the Beis. And Yossi said, Yehi chelki b'meisi p'derech oisei mitzvah. Basically said that he wishes, if he wants to die, the way he should die is while he's on the way to do a mitzvah. That's Rav Shem, that's Rav Shem. Something already started in a mitzvah. Derech is a mitzvah, something started in a mitzvah. Like upon him tonight, the ikur we wanted, that's a start. Start, always start, go back to the basics. Don't get caught with malachim. Start with the basics. We have to teach ourselves to take bodies, which is not trained, right? Not trained, and learn how to stop and hesitate. And create a musik of Achon HaMitzvah. Mizum HaMitzvah, Mizum HaMitzvah. You start, then you gotta create that, you start opening it lighter, and think about what the mitzvah is, put ourselves into the mitzvah. We have to, first it's a mitzvah, it's Yivan, and put ourselves in the mitzvah, And then we could come to the Hachanah and the Chiyas that Mitzvah can give us.